and good evening. Welcome to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Trekkinghausen and the one
You're back,
and the
Rod!
Only moment.
I'm so I'm happy back. We missed you last week.
Yeah, I missed you guys, too.
Kilt and all. He's actually back from the kilt.
I was having a wee bit of fun, though.
Aren't you now?
Yeah.
We had fun, too, without you.
Well, we did, but we missed you.
No. Thanks.
Bob was great. Incredible author. Great with words. I love his stuff. He's written sports articles, Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Amazing.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of
John
stuff.
John MacArthur's on. Grace to You. I mean, he went many, many years with Grace to You, and now he's a professor over at Master's College. Amazing. What a great live show. He was awesome. He was, what a great time. We actually had Sean Siebel actually call in, too, as well, Rod, and basically it was a great time with him as well online.
Had a great fundraiser for him.
Yeah. It's great. It's fantastic.
Great cause.
I love it when Wednesday creative night. People come together for a good cause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kids still fighting cancer, and God bless him. We're out there. Continue to support him. We'll continue to do what we can, because that's an evil disease for sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, can I bring up, I don't know if you guys mentioned it, but one of our previous guests on this show is now on American Idol.
Whoa, we didn't bring that up, did we?
Colton Dixon is in.
He's back, baby.
And he's got a chance to win it. He actually has a chance to win it.
He's got a great chance to win it.
Wow, they liked him last time.
Yeah, so looking forward to it. He's got Ellen DeGeneres behind him.
And you know what?
Yeah.
He's one of those guys that I really am a fan of because he is a strong believer. Like, he's like, I don't care what people think about me. I'm a Christian. I love that.
Well, he's just real.
Yeah.
He's not pushing it or anything. It's so just, tangibly real. Yeah.
So he's not like Monique, is what you're trying
to say. Hey!
Yeah.
Hey!
In your face.
Nice.
You
know,
the host of the show.
Not quite as a
story
freak
says.
As me. I know.
Yeah. You know what's cool is actually we had two guests on the same time with Colton being here, because we also had Not of This World with Aurelio Barreto, which is now his clothing line, which is sponsoring him.
Yeah, you see.
Which is really cool.
You see his little NOTW symbols everywhere.
And can we segue to a plug for exposed clothing?
Are you looking at the back of my head again? Wait a minute. You're talking about a plug. People have been telling me that for a long time. I'm losing my hair every day. And now you're talking about plugs.
Hey, it looks great.
Real plug.
Nobody can tell.
You have gray hair. Now you want to tell me.
No, I want to tell you. Nobody can tell you have plugs.
I got it. That's okay. You know what? Go ahead.
Are you going to say it or am I going to say it?
In the Lord, I love you.
Exposed is coming out with their own clothing line. Got some good stuff.
Look out, Not of This World. That's for sure.
And it's not.
It's not a competition. We're learning from the best.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not like it's not like the emperor's clothing, okay? You know, you say exposed clothing, some people could misunderstand that.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah, no, this is real clothes.
Yeah, especially when you got John and Mariana. It's like, uh-oh. No, those two see a whole different exposed version, I tell you that.
Cool designs coming out. We're looking forward to that. We think people are going to want to definitely help fund what we do by buying these things. We also support other things through what Worship Factory does, like Chances for Children.
Oh, yeah.
We got that fundraiser coming up.
It's coming up Palm Sunday weekend in Arizona.
That's right.
Arizona, which is really cool.
Coming up soon.
Woohoo! And you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. Hold that thought, Monique.
All right.
This is Kempton, Rod, and Monique, and we are in studio, actually, this weekend, obviously. But you know what? Go ahead, Monique. Now you can go. Go.
No, that's fine. I was just honestly asking when. Because I don't know.
Palm Sunday weekend. I don't know if you know that weekend.
Okay,
it's
that
a really
weekend.
Near and dear weekend to us.
Okay.
I mean, as believers, that's a really important
kinda
weekend for us. Palm Sunday.
Okay.
I don't know what that means yet, but I think I've heard a lot about it in that book that they wrote.
Yeah. Hey, we got a cool guest today, huh?
Yes, so we're going to have a great guest on our show.
Yes. It's our first phone call interview.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, actually.
So, Victoria Jackson, I understand, got a lot to talk about. She's gotten very politically involved.
She's
very controversial
these days.
Wow. But she's standing up for Jesus.
Which I love. Yeah.
And I love how people try and attack the believers. That's so cool. He's got Tebow and they want to go after him. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you've got Victoria now. You've got, you know, everybody that's a believer, they want to put on the front lines almost like a firing line, which is really cool to me. And as long as we stand fast and steadfast in our belief, then the Lord was going to see us through it, because he's already victorious. We don't have to worry about, victorious. That works. That's a creative connection.
Hey,
Victoria, victorious.
So
I like
that.
I love it. I really do.
But I'm just reminded now, we need to be praying for these people, you know, Tebow and Victoria and people, Christians who are out there. Let's, you know, let's guard them with our prayers.
We're rooting for them for sure.
Yep. You know, I don't know if it offers to the credibility of standing up for Jesus in those circumstances, but isn't it odd? You can stand up for the rights of chickens or
whales,
anything,
or,
anything, and you're okay.
Or trees.
But you stand up in the name of Jesus, and you're immediately criticized.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, like I said, I'm not sure that's what gives us our credibility, but it sure says something to what we're doing.
You know, one thing we continue to do, and you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM, is get online, get connected at worshipfactory.net. What we do is try and connect the body of Christ together as believers out there. And even if you're not a believer, we still love you anyway.
Yep.
You know, we're still called to love you. We love you no matter where you're at and where your walk is. We've all been through it and continue to go through the mud every day of our lives. And guess what?
And remember, God is the creator. So all creativity, whether you serve God or not, comes from God.
He's our source.
He gave you your gifts and your creativity. And the secret is, if you would honor him and live for him, that he could then take that gift and take it to a whole new level and a whole new place. And that's what we're offering. Jesus isn't going to take something away. He's going to multiply what God's already put in you. That's what's great about living for Jesus.
You know what I want to talk about, too, a little bit, what we've done. I mean, God has given us so many opportunities at Worship Factory and been continuing to shine his light on what direction he wants us to go in. And all these events and things that are coming to the table, Sean's event last week and everything that we've done and Chances for Children that's coming up and God has appointed us to do. You know, I think about the new film that's been brought to us. I don't want to talk too much about it in detail, except for the fact that, you know, being dropped in our lap at Worship Factory, this mission of God about this missionary, is just so amazing to me to watch what God's doing. And you, as the listeners out there, we need you to be praying for us as we continue to do the work that God has called us to do. We pray for you every day. We ask for your prayers and support, whatever
Absolutely.
That may be. We're jumping into an area to where totally we need your prayers probably as much as we've ever needed them before, without a doubt, with this new project.
You know, I always think about people in ministry that they probably are just so blessed and